You're listening to the Core Factors audio library, spoken versions of Core Factors articles and research created to support accessibility and for listening while working, commuting, or reflecting. This piece is titled From Burnout to Breakthrough: Using Avoidance Patterns to Reframe Career Change. The following narration reflects the original content and intent of the written article.
From Burnout to Breakthrough: Using Avoidance Patterns to Reframe Career Change. Burnout as a Modern Career Reality. Burnout has become one of the most defining experiences of modern work. It cuts across industries, roles, and career stages. Professionals describe exhaustion that goes beyond being tired, a sense of disengagement, and a growing feeling that their work no longer reflects who they are or what they value. Practitioners increasingly meet clients who are not just stressed, but depleted. These clients often know they need change, yet feel uncertain, discouraged, or disconnected from their confidence. The desire for movement is there, but the path forward feels unclear. This moment calls for more than encouragement or escape. It calls for reframing. Moving beyond escape, burnout as information. A common reaction to burnout is urgency. Get out, make a change, start over. While understandable, reactive moves often recreate the same conditions that led to burnout in the first place. Sustainable career change begins by shifting how burnout is interpreted. Rather than seeing it as a personal failure or weakness, burnout can be understood as data, a signal of prolonged misalignment between a person and the work they've been doing. The Career Path Framework supports this shift by focusing not only on what energizes people, but also on what consistently drains them. Burnout is rarely about ability. It is far more often about chronic exposure to work that conflicts with natural preferences, values, or energy patterns. Diagnosing burnout beyond workload. Many clients assume burnout is caused by workload alone, but practitioners know that burnout often persists even when hours decrease, if the nature of the work remains misaligned. Some clients burn out because they are required to adapt constantly when they thrive on structure. Others deplete themselves in roles that emphasize detail, routine, or administration when they are energized by creativity, strategy, or connection. Shifting the conversation from how much work to what kind of work opens the door to insight. It allows clients to see patterns across roles rather than blaming individual jobs or themselves. Avoidance patterns as a strategic lens. Avoidance patterns within the career path assessment offer a powerful diagnostic tool. These patterns identify tasks, environments, and interactions that drain energy over time, even when the client is competent at them. This distinction matters. Burnout does not come from lack of skill. It comes from sustained engagement in work that conflicts with preference. Practitioners use avoidance data to identify recurring themes across past dissatisfaction, normalize burnout as predictable misalignment, not personal inadequacy, help clients articulate what they need to avoid going forward, not just what they want. When clients see that burnout aligns with high avoidance in certain occupational activity groupings or global interest areas, the narrative changes. I couldn't handle it becomes, this work was not aligned with how I'm wired. From reactive change to strategic design. Burnout often pushes clients toward fast decisions, leaving without clarity, accepting the first alternative, assuming any change will be better. Avoidance patterns help slow the process just enough to make it intentional. A client with strong avoidance of rigid systems may continue to burn out if they move from one bureaucratic environment to another. A client with low interest in social interaction may feel depleted again in highly client-facing roles, even if the role looks attractive on paper. Mapping avoidance alongside preference allows practitioners and clients to define success more clearly. Career decisions shift from reactive escape to strategic design. Redefining success. After burnout. Burnout often changes how clients define success. Priorities such as autonomy, balance, meaning, or contribution may rise in importance. Career path results help bring structure to this reevaluation. Global interest areas and occupational activity groupings highlight motivational drivers that may have been underused or suppressed in earlier roles. Clients begin to envision work that is not just tolerable, but sustainable. not just impressive, but energizing. The focus moves from recovery alone to renewal. Practitioner strategies for supporting breakthrough. Practitioners can support this transition by encouraging reflection on energy gain versus drain using OAG and GIA language, helping clients define both must-haves and must-avoids for future roles, practicing interview language that frames boundaries as intentional design, supporting low-risk experimentation aligned with preferred work patterns. These steps rebuild confidence and agency while preventing repetition of burnout cycles. Burnout as catalyst, not endpoint. Burnout is painful, but it can also be clarifying. When interpreted through the lens of avoidance and preference, it becomes a catalyst rather than a setback. The Career Path Framework equips practitioners to help clients move from burnout to breakthrough, not by starting over blindly, but by designing careers that align with who they are and how they sustain energy over time.
This concludes the audio version of this Core Factors article. You can find the full written version and additional practitioner resources at corefactors.com.